Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
To the old me, scared and unseen, you're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive, turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is the voice I found. For those who lost their voice, I sing it loud.
I keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place. It's a call to every soul who wants to be free. A song for-
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
We're reconsidering everything right now. What is time post-COVID? What is truth in Trump's America? Is You've Got Mail secretly a movie about a creepy gaslighting stalker? We can't answer the first two questions, but we have opinions about the third. We on Hot and Bothered are revisiting romance movies of the past and asking, what were these movies teaching us? What did we not even realize they were teaching us? Hot and Bothered is me, Vanessa Zoltan, a pop culture critic and nice lady with opinions, and Hannah McGregor, a bona fide professor of media studies, loving love stories, and also just a little bit concerned. Come listen to Hot and Bothered.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Keeping It Real on Purpose, and I am your host, Edna White, and I'm so glad you're here with us today. Today, we're on the segment of talking to real coaches, real talk with real with life coaches. Got bumbled up today, guys, but I'm so excited to have this guest today. Her name is Tanya Octave, and she is an integrative psychotherapist. She is a coach and a hypnotist who specializes in helping individuals heal from deep emotional wounds. As a creator of the Octaves Method, she skillfully blends the art and science of psychotherapy, coaching, and hypnosis, my mouth, to foster physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. So we are really going to get down to talking with her today. But welcome, 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 Tanya.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Edna.
All right. So I know that you're also an author, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I really like the fact that I'm always having authors on. Sometimes I have some entrepreneurs on. But tell me, because I'm really interested in how you blend psychotherapy, coaching, and hypnosis all together. I love that concept.
I think part of it was I just started out doing the psychotherapy. And as a clinician, I decided, oh, we got to do some other stuff because people are really hurting and suffering and they need more than just kind of coming and sitting down on a couch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially with the changes of COVID, the whole mental health realm kind of just changed overnight, literally. Right. And I started to see people struggle in other areas, food and nutrition, lack of movement in their body, the inability or struggles to sit still and meditate and those things, which it pushed me towards, along with some other stuff, moving in the direction of creating what I call like that, the Octaves method. And then there were like these depth conversations about how do I change my thoughts from negative self-talk? How do I understand this subconscious stuff? And so that became the integration of like the coaching. So bringing in like teaching people how to really be mindful, intentional with meditation or some sort of spiritual practice. How to motivate people enough to want to move their body and see the importance of it. And I always say the biggest thing is getting someone to change their diet. That's usually where most of the resistance is because it's such an emotional attachment. And that's why the integration and the hypnosis flowed so easily because it became a path for people to dive into the subconscious, how you can kind of bypass this thing we call the critical mind and start feeding your subconscious these loving things that maybe you never got as a child. Like I am worthy. I am lovable. I am good enough. I forgive myself from the things that happened to me in childhood. Right? We hold on to stuff for some reason.
That's a big
one.
So you talked about not sitting still. That's so important in this current climate that we're in right now. You know, everyone has to be busy, 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 busy. And I don't use the word busy at all. Because I hate it. I learned that busy just means taking something from one spot and putting it in the other, and there's no change.
But it's a distraction, right? It becomes a distraction from what you're supposed to be doing and accomplishing.
What you're supposed to be doing, and nothing gets done. So you don't get any checks off on anything. Talk to us about being in that busy mode and how we can you address your clients and how to move them into a better space.
I think one of the things that I really like is the women that come in and says, I'm good. It's so hard for me to sit still. I can do this, this, and this. I've been a mom. I've been in relationships. I have this, what we call like superwoman mentality, right? Like I can do it all. And I'm like, oh, well, you got that task down. Yeah. Now let's work on another skill. I know you can multitask. But can you sit still?
Right.
Can you calm and settle the mind? Because I know you got this. Like you got a doctorate degree in that.
Right.
We're in elementary school with just sitting still and silencing the mind.
That's so right. Because you know what? And that brings on to the other layer of it. And I know you probably felt that is they won't ask for help. I'm good. They're just like, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Then why are you here? Like, why are we talking? You good, you know? Mm-hmm. But asking for help in those areas, they've never asked for help.
Before, And I get that too, because, you know, I have sometimes my personality may come out like a type A or I'm trying to kind of multitask, but I also want to master and, you know, have that balance added to that stillness and silence. Of the mind. But what people don't realize is those who are multitasking and doing all that stuff, what is it doing to your body? There's something called the hypno. What we know of it Yes. The old term is adrenal fatigue.
Yes.
But that's not a new scientific term. Mm-hmm. But usually if people are Googling things, it's adrenal fatigue. So when you're in your 20s and you're multitasking and then now you're having a family and kids and going to all kinds of places after school and, and doing all of that type of work, what is it doing to your adrenals, which is responsible for every hormone in your body? Yep. And when your hormones are out of balance, I'm sorry, you're going to be out of balance. You're going to have mood changes and fluctuations. Yep. You're going to have more irritation. Yep. You might be what I call more emotionally expressive. People call it something else, though.
Yes, yes, and yes. And couple that with the food that we stop at on the way from work and we get a little bite of stuff that's not really good for us, or we eat badly at home.
So we're just adding anxiety and depression into our food and our bodies, and we wonder why. Like, we feel like we're suffering in this life.
Absolutely. We wonder why we're falling asleep, we're waking up, we're not, we're all over the place, we're having hot flashes. I'm telling you, I didn't know how important food was until I started to get those sensitivities, like, you know, later on in life. And now I'm so conscious. I'm not, you know, what is it? I'm living, not you're living to eat, but I'm eating to live now.
Ooh, good.
I'm eating to live now. I'm not, you
so
know,
you're allowing food to be the medicine, not to contributing to the disease.
Yes. So, and I'm noticing it every day. Like, I'll eat something. Oh, that didn't feel good here. Like, you know, in this part of there, what was it that was different? You know, and I have to navigate and say, oh, that was it. Won't have that again. And then I take it out of my diet. But
you know, you're also doing something important. Yes. You're tapping into that subconscious part of your mind where you are now attuned to the body. So I will often say the body.
Want to make a difference in your community, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Nobody's going to tell me the truth. The mind is going to tell me all kinds of lies. Oh, I could just eat one little Snickers. It's just a small. No. I deserve these things after working a long out. Really? You deserve a drink? Maybe you deserve an herbal tea so that you can rest and calm the mind and be prepared, you know, to settle in after you get off of work.
Because I've even learned with even, you know, having those drinks after work with a wine, I wake up and things are popping. I'm like, what is that?
You're having a visual experience.
And I had to realize it was, I was contributing to having that little glass of wine after work, you know, and not really calming myself down. Now I have a time to calm down, you know, debrief from all of that and just sit in my little corner there, and I call it, don't call it silence, so I call it solitude, just solitude. You know, I know my brain sometimes is going, okay, I don't want to talk, I want to think about that, right? Is that how you teach them? I don't think about this.
You're releasing it, and some people will say, like, that's my self-care. What you're describing, that's your self-energizing.
Yes.
You are replenishing. There's a light bulb. If we keep that light bulb on all the time, eventually it will go out and it may destroy the electricity in the house.
Right.
You got to unplug it, let it relax, and then go back, right? We don't, we operate so in an opposite way that's not moving us towards health. It's moving us towards a diseased state. And you recognize that earlier enough to start making different choices. So, hands off to you. Well, because most people aren't here.
Thank you. Let's talk mm-hmm. about the emotional part, because that mm-hmm. weighs heavy. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. There's so emotion in terms of food, emotion in terms of how we express ourselves. What yes. are you kind of thinking?
I'm thinking all of it. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Okay. So when I think of like emotion, like I'll have lengthy discussions in terms of people and emotion and food. So right. we grew up in families, and either our families were healthy, right. most of them they weren't.
Right.
And so there's this pattern of transmitting food from generation to generation.
Gotcha.
And we've been taught. Now, this can be sometimes the deep core part of the subconscious, because we were given food to eat. We weren't given choices about food to eat.
Right.
And within that, a lot of parents may say like, oh, like my mom, she was like, I gave you good foods. You know, you had greens and, well, Thanksgiving is coming. So you had greens, turkey, yeah. and stuffing.
Yeah.
But when you look at the contents of the greens, so I'm a vegan. I'm like, did you put ham in my greens?
Oh,
like,
my
how
goodness.
Dare you?
I finally found somebody that agrees with me. I've been saying this since I was like 12.
At least separate.
Like, there's something wrong with this. There's no green. There's no green. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we as children didn't get to make choices about
yeah.
that. And what
yeah.
I say is that's another trauma. That's right. a trauma, because well, the yeah. choice is well, taken yeah. away from you. Like sometimes it is it's with spirituality, that choice is taken away from you. Sometimes that right. is in terms of learning in the educational system, choices are taken away for you, but it also right. was food. And then we just recreate that pattern over and over
yeah,
without
makes
constantly
sense.
Being aware of it, because we're not slowing down. Mm-hmm, we're not observing mm-hmm. what we're putting in our body, and we're just stuffing ourselves.
Yeah. That makes
it's like
sense.
We're causing our disease state.
Yes.
We know, or even if you read research, just a little bit, you don't even have to read a lot. You know something about alkalinity and acidity. If your body yes. is alkaline,
yeah.
you're likely to be cancer-free.
Yes.
So then we know the solution.
Right.
Keep your body in an alkaline state.
Yes.
Ham's not going to get it. Ham is acidic. It is. There are certain soda. It's
yeah.
acidic. We
yeah.
would put soda in our bodies. Not only that, we would get soda to our kids.
Yeah.
Or would you feed your plant soda? It would die.
Yeah.
It wouldn't
yeah.
last a week.
Yeah, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
But we get
that was
kids,
one of the first things I got out of my life was soda. Mm-hmm. Soda was mm-hmm. soda's bad. It's just bad.
It's acidic.
Yeah, it's
it is breaking down the cells in your body. And yeah. as your cells start to replicate, they start to replicate these damaged cells. Basic mm-hmm. biology. It's a choice that we did to ourselves. Yeah, we're influenced by the marketing industry, and you know, the soda looks good on a commercial because it's a pretty girl and she's drinking on a hot day, something like
right,
that
right,
trying
right.
to convince us, even though it's probably like it's all lies. Because when you drink soda, it's acid to the body. It's not
right,
alkaline.
Right.
It's destroying those cells.
Mm-hmm.
So when cancer comes in the body and is activated, it goes to the parts of the organ in the body that are the weakest. That's why some people get cancers like in the lungs or in the breast or in other
right.
parts of the body.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, mm-hmm. that's good. That's really mm-hmm. good. So did we
so
talk about emotions?
No soda.
No soda. Do not have emotional love for soda. Mm-hmm. I talk about soda all the time. How much sugar's in it, and just if you take all those pieces out and you just like look at them separately, but just to see what soda does, it strips things. And I'm like, can you imagine what it's doing to like your inside? You pour it yeah. on something, it literally strips the color from it. I'm like, you know, so I don't like soda at all. Sugar is another thing.
Mm-hmm. Sugar is yeah. addictive. It's hard for people to give up sugar. We live in, especially if you're on the American standard diet, sugar is in everything.
Yes.
Carbs turn into sugar. Wheat turns into sugar.
Yeah.
I always encourage people to be gluten-free and dairy-free. If
yeah.
that's, you know, if they're wanting to really work on being more in tune to themselves, freeing
mm-hmm.
themselves from a disease
mm-hmm.
state, having mental clarity, those are the two things. And
yeah.
those two things have a lot of attachment. Like there's some research that hints to the idea that dairy has the same kind of components as heroin. So when I was coming off of Darren, that's all I kept telling myself. Ooh, I don't think I want to be a heroin addict. I had to work with the subconscious mind. I don't care. Whatever gets you there, gets you there.
Yes.
And I've been dairy-free for many years.
That's a good one, though. Like, put that on your mind. Put that on your mind.
And I tell people, I say, Google it. Google heroin and dairy and see what comes up. That's how simple it needs to be for you. And if that's going to help you make a change, great. But also consider what you're doing to your kids if you have kids.
Yeah.
Because now you've started the trajectory. And I know those pediatricians out there will say, give your children cow's milk. I know that is the recommendation and I get it. You got to do your own research because these are your babies that you say that you love. Don't trust other people. Trust yourself and making sure that you're making good, healthy decisions for your family.
Absolutely. I totally 100% agree. I will tell you, my granddaughter, she's the youngest one. So when she was born, milk did not agree with her. I'm telling you, it just kept coming out, coming out. She doesn't drink milk to this day, like any of it. I mean, even the one that they gave her, they thought that she was going to starve to death. And I was like, you know, don't. I said, you know what? I said, I want to say either coconut or something like that. I'm thinking, I said, what is so natural that we're not even thinking about, right? And so
I
said, what about coconut? It's something that it just so natural. Her mother gave it to her. Instantly she felt better, but she went to start, then she started eating and it was vegetables. She started eating vegetables like early. Oh, I was like, this kid is amazing. She's amazing now. Like she has this thought process and she thinks things through a lot easier. And I was like, this kid is amazing.
Because you're getting all the mucus out of her body. You cleared her from the mucus. There's something called where people believe that mucus is the result of some kind of like most diseases in the body.
Yeah, okay.
So you freed her from that. And how beauty, you get to see this beautiful flower blossoming.
Yeah.
Because what do we give flowers? We give them water. Sunlight, which is our vitamin D.
Yes.
To let them be nourished by earth.
Well, you know, we always had that. My mother, our mothers threw us outside after our homework and everything. Get outside. You know, and come back before the lights get on. Them lights better pop on. You better be back there. We had some vitamins all seasons. It wasn't just
all season.
You know, it wasn't just like summer.
Rain, you learn how to play in the rain.
That's right. Get outside. Like, what's outside? Play in the rain. I don't care. You know? But you know, we were outside and we were healthier. We were more adventurous. We were creative. You know, we had a television, but we were creative. We used to create things. We used to create, you know, have like, what do you call it? Tree houses. And we used to make things up. We used to have.
But we played into fantasy and we used imagination. Ain't that
imagination.
Something?
Yeah.
Isn't that what kids are supposed to have?
Yeah. Nobody's supposed to give it to us. Exactly. No. We used our imagination, which it was phenomenal. You know, and I say that now to my grandkids and they're looking at me, imagination. What is that? You know, it's like, okay, you gotta, you know, think of something, be creative, you know, and you know, it's so hard with this new generation. But
well, I'll tell you what does happen for this new generation.
What? Tell me.
They use fantasy.
Yes.
And they use it during teenage years in these relationships. So they have a fantasy about how they think men and women are supposed to be in a relationship. And that causes conflict. So it's like, oh, I can't believe he's not faithful and honest and loves and adores
me.
Oh, was that your fantasy? Were you dreaming of Prince Charming?
We see it all the time in this climate in every show. They get involved with somebody. Even in the court shows, they move somebody in 2 months. I'm like, you know, it's like they think they're just going to have this perfect relationship only to find out, oh gosh, no, it's like really bad. And forget about, what is the other one? Not 90 Day. Married at First Sight.
Oh, the different shows that are out.
Yes, all the different shows that are showing, you don't really know anybody. You just, you know, you don't. And it takes, you know, the emotional fortitude. It really does.
I talk about this a lot in my book in terms of, so like all the acronyms mean something and the last one is
gotcha.
in terms of having a relationship, right? And so most people say, well, like, it's the relationship with other people.
Right.
And I always say, well, people are a mirror. It really is the relationship you're learning to have with yourself.
Right.
And you are using
experiencing
other people to teach you things about yourself. So that's when you get triggered because you said he did something to make this happen,
right,
that's not really what's going on. It's trying to get you to see that there's some work that you need to do so that you can stay in balance and not get triggered.
Well,
the trigger is to inform you of something you can do to go deeper. But most people will say, that's their fault. My mom did this. My grandmother
did this.
You know, he's causing this. Those types of messages.
That's really good. That's good. I like that. Give us another acronym.
So we talked about V, which is VICTLS. Yes. That is kind of bringing in food that is nutritious and detoxifying.
Right.
We talked a little bit about meditation. So that would be observation.
Okay.
Another fun one is A for animals. And I always think animals are beautiful for a variety of reasons, but pets are exceptional. Pets teach us things about ourselves.
Yeah.
Most language is nonverbal, yet we think language is verbal. So they say about 80 to 90% of the way that we communicate is nonverbal.
Yeah.
But what we hear things, we get kind of distracted by it. What do pets do? They observe everything you do. You pack your bag, you go on vacation, they like, I'm going right where you are.
Where
you think you're going? I'm showing up in that bag. I'm going to start barking. I might pee on the house. I'm going to do all kinds of things because they watch your nonverbal communication.
Yeah.
That's
right.
When they know. That's why they're really good in terms of emotional support animals.
Right.
Because they know when you're sad, even when you're trying to tell me you're not. They know when you're depressed, even when you say you're happy. Because they can sense that in their body is an experience coming through to you. So I always say animals are fun. There's another caveat to that, though, too.
What's
because
that?
I think as kids, they're very playful and they laugh like 3,000 times a day. Adults laugh like 50. If that, sometimes laughter releases all these beautiful hormones that we're trying to regulate anyways.
Yes, right.
It is beyond better than a Prozac or any type of psychotropic medication that you can get. And if you laughed as you did as a child, you wouldn't need that medication. But we've gotten far from that. So in my book, I talk a little bit about this, and I think you'll like it. I said, what's the difference between being childlike and childish?
Well, childish is more of a behavior, and childlike is more of embracing who you were or who you originally
that
are.
Playfulness, that excitement, that laughter, that healing.
Yes.
Childish is, I don't want to work and I'm 50 years old.
I'm having an old brat attack.
Right? Like, childish is like, I haven't grown up. I think for women, we always reference men like, oh, he's being childish.
Right.
Like,
yes.
That's kind of a familiar metaphor in a sense. Although women, we can be childish too. We show up in some way, especially in our relationships.
That's good. I like that one. I always talk about, I incorporate fun into my coaching because that's part of it. Fun and
because you're a healer.
Getting the energy back, and I incorporate dancing into my coaching.
Mm-hmm. Movement of the body.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right, exactly. So I talk about always when I was five, I loved making mud pies. Loved it. Decorated them, added collard greens to them. I had this whole thing going on and I didn't worry about me getting dirty. We need to go back to that. We don't ever, like you said, we never laugh. We take things so serious. And then we laugh at the craziest things. It'd be like, you laugh, I experienced working with clients that they when they get nervous, they laugh. I was like, do you know if you would have laughed when you needed to laugh, you would be nervous and laughing like this? And it's a whole serious thing. You're laughing. Uh-huh. If somebody died, you're laughing. You're in court, you're laughing. No, if you'd laugh in the appropriate places, you wouldn't be this way.
Yeah.
And they were like, really? I was like, you're not laughing. I know you're not. Because you laugh
before. I like that idea. If you laugh before, then maybe anxiety can't exist.
Yes. Right? Yes, you're laughing in the wrong places. So I talk about laugh, just busting out laughing, just like crack up laugh. Even if you're talking serious and you feel like, you know, I'll be talking and, you know, explaining something and I'll start laughing because it may be a trigger or it may be just uncomfortable and I'll just crack up laughing. They're like, yeah, that is funny, you know, and they'll start laughing. But it's a place you learn how to use laughter as a place of release and relief for the other person. So it's really good. You know, it doesn't have to be humorous all the time. It could just be in a place, you know, put it in its place, you know, and it's really great.
You can froze it.
Yes, exactly. It's like taking a pill. Just take one.
And the side effect is health.
Yes.
The side effects
are health. I love that.
I want to back up to those mud pies, though.
Go ahead. Talk about the mud pies.
Mud has some nutrients.
Ooh.
Zinc. They have minerals. It has your vitamins. So when you're a kid, most of us, especially on the American diet, are nutrient deficient. Okay. When you put your hands in that mud, it's being absorbed through your skin. So it's actually healing you and giving you some basic things, and you're not even ingesting the food. Right. I work in a community with holistic pets, and they say when you walk your pet, just go out, not in like the poop area, like don't let your dog walk. I don't believe like walking on poop because I know like you got to wash your paws. Let your dog play in some mud because they're building up their immune system. And
that's
there's some research to suggest, not to confirm, but there's some research to suggest the animals that get in nature and they get their paws in dirt will have built up these enzymes and they have these minerals and nutrients in their body.
That makes
sense. Less likely to get long-term illnesses, like things that people live with, like cancer and diabetes. If you have pets, they get everything humans get. So, I'm glad you got.
I have a cutie pet, and you know you always try to keep the cute pets cute. You know you don't want them to be dirty. You don't want them to, you know, and my dog is so annoying. My granddaughter bought him some slippers and he was like,
is there chicken in this? What do you want me to do with it?
No, he was not. He was like shaking his feet. He had this whole allergic reaction to the whole thing. We were dressing him up to take him outside. You know, we had this fur coat on him. But I learned this just recently, him walking in the mud, like because we live by the river, so I let him walk in the grass.
That's even good.
And feel it and get into it. He's not as anxious, and he's not. He was nibbling his feet, and I knew that had to do with his stomach.
Digestive.
And I say, now he's not doing it. But I wipe his feet anyway when he gets in.
I do too. Yeah, I love playing the mud and wipe their feet.
I let him now do it. And he's now, you know, even with the breath, like his breath was bad. I was keeping him like clean or too clean. I think that's what it was. And I wasn't letting him. But now I'm letting he's doing a thing that an animal is supposed to do. It's like he goes in the dirt, sniffs around, looks at me, where you going, you know, and he's enjoying and just frolicking around, you know, and I like that. And I was like, so I'm healing my dog here. You know, and it was causing him damage.
Get the mind out of the way.
Inside. I was causing him damage, really.
And what you were able to do is you got the mind out of the way. Like, oh my God, if he comes in this house and I don't have to wipe his feet. You got the mind out of the way and say, okay, I'm gonna let you play. We're gonna have some steps when we get back home. we gotta negotiate.
Yes, here. And it works. And I feel so much better. He's happier, you know, And I can
and his digestion is happier.
Yes, that's what I couldn't believe it, Tanya. Yeah. I could not believe it. I was like, that is scary. And I didn't even think about the mud pie until you kind of said it. That works with him.
It's pretty cool. I used to eat grass as a kid and I would get in trouble. I'm like, this is some horrible schooling and parenting. Like,
terrible.
No one ever asked, why was I eating grass?
Yes.
We used to
have it on the side of our mouths and like think we was cool, like hanging it out of our mouths, you know, like thumb is cool.
Yeah, I needed the nutrients and the minerals from the soil and the grass, and my body was craving it. Although the society and the world was telling me it was wrong. I'm like,
So I learned very earlier on that maybe adults don't know the truth.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. I'm pretty sure of it. And again, we're not, like you said, we're getting the mind out of the way. They're not getting the mind out of the way and kind of like saying, oh, maybe this is not the right thing to do. And I'm telling you, it made me feel so good because I was thinking about, you know, the animals again, you know, what we do to them and how they're so different when they're outside. Remember, we used to have our dogs outside? They're so different, and they lived like 100 years. They lived like as long as we lived when they were going outside. These new animals die really soon because they're inside all
the
time.
That is so important because they say the average span of small dogs, 16, 17 years, larger dogs, maybe 12. There are dogs out there that are at least living to 27. 28 right. years old, right. and they're doing the things that you're doing with your dog. So we have to be mindful of that. A lot of them, too, are cooking their own dog's food. Maybe that'll be another show. I'll do some.
I'm doing that right now, girl. I'm doing it right now. Because my dog was, my body was changing in my, in my 40s and then 50s. I got all these gut problems, and I was like, went to a nutritionist. I was like, okay, got to get rid of all this stuff. Mm-hmm. And I had the brain fog anyway. Had that too. I'd be driving like, where am I going? I had to pull over one time. I was like, oh God, this is bad. Am I having like Alzheimer's early? Alzheimer's, like, I'm freaking out on the side of the on the side of the road. And then something told me, what did you eat? Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I had something with bread in it. And I was like, I had, you know, the those heroes. I had that.
Yep.
Okay. I was like, no, that can't be it. Now I'm sitting here inside the road, still don't know where I'm going though. And I'm having this whole conversation with myself about this hero. So I was like, I stopped thinking and I called my friend and I said, you're not going to believe this. I don't know where I'm going. Did I call you? And am I coming to you?
This was getting pretty serious though.
Yeah, it was really, really serious.
Yeah.
And she goes, yeah, you were coming up to my house. I said, good. I said, I'm not coming to your house. I'm going back home and I'm going to call a doctor because there's something going on with me. I have to make sure. And so I called the doctor up and went to the nutritionist. I said, you guys got to do a whole thing, work up on me. And they did this, it's a body scan thing. And it did this whole body scan and it really pinpointed everything for me. And I didn't even know if the test existed. I don't know what the name of it was. And so, you know, they took me off for anything with gluten. I had to start reading labels. I'm going to tell you, it took me.
Did you have to get glasses? Because those labels are
like. Right here, the label. I had to go shopping.
I wear glasses for labels
right
too.
Here, girl, with the glasses hanging right here to look at the labels. And I had to do that. I had, you know, and plus I was lactose intolerant as well. It was so bad that it gave me hernias and I had to go for surgery in my late 50s. It was really bad. So I, you know, thinking about the dog, I was like, okay, if the dog's with me, I know he's probably responding to me because he's eating everything. He wouldn't eat dog food. And I was like, oh my God. And he's like, he's responding to my energy. So I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? So right away I started cooking, you know, and believe it or not, he likes almost everything I eat, even gluten-free stuff. Good. And it's the weirdest thing. I mean, he will not eat dog food. And what I learned about dog food, I don't blame him because it sits on the shelf for years.
Almost. It's not for human consumption, you guys.
No, it's not. If we can't
read those ingredients,
right?
Do a Google search on those words. You don't know,
right? And that's what I say. Mm-hmm. If we can't eat it, they shouldn't be eating it because it just doesn't. You know, it's not good. So yeah, but I'm very conscious now of that. But you know, I'm really excited that you're here, Tanya, and that you have shared so many gems with us today. I forgot to say the title of your book. I want everybody to know the title of your book. Could you please give us the title of your book, how my audience can call you, ask you questions, and find you and friend you all over social media?
All right. So, and I always got like, let me just say this last bit. Life was happening for you. Like life happens for all of us.
Right.
And it pushes us.
Yes.
And it can push us towards disease state or towards healing. Yeah. And sometimes we need some nudges and we get it. Like that first boyfriend that broke our heart and we said, oh, we're not going to date that again. Sometimes we need to be pushed a little bit further.
Yes.
You got pushed to the cliff. Yes. And then your eyes got opened up. Some people need to be pushed off the cliff. And sometimes that's the deceased state. Yeah. So it's when do you open up your eyes to say, I want to stop being pushed out in life.
This is so true. So true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this is my book, Heal Thy Mind, Seven Strategies Towards Mental Wellness, Happiness, and Success. And it is on Amazon. And you can find me on social media like Facebook and Instagram at Holistic Clinician.
Awesomeness. Well, we thank you, Tanya, for being on our show today and on our live. We are in three places, guys. We are on Keeping It Real on Purpose. If you missed the first part, you can get a replay. We are on LinkedIn and we are on YouTube. You can all have a replay. Isn't it great?
Right.
And look for her next year on iTunes. You can hear it then too. All right.
Okay.
So we talk to you real soon. And don't forget to have fun and be fabulous. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you, Edna. All right.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, everybody. I'm Naomi Ekperigin.
And I'm Andy Beckerman.
We're a real-life couple and a real-life couple of comedians. And we're the hosts of the podcast Couples Therapy.
We're the only comedy relationship podcast ever. Yeah, I said it. And we're so good, we've been written up in both the New York Times and we made Grindr's list of top podcasts.
Yes, we're giving you that high-low appeal. Trust. On the show, we talk to guests like Bob the Drag Queen, Angelica Ross,
Bowen Yang, Janelle James, Danny Pudi, Darcy Carden, Paul F. Tompkins,
and more. All about love, mental health, and everything in between. And we answer your relationship questions. We are two unlicensed comedians just trying to help you out.
So open your hearts, loosen your butts, because we got a lot of laughs
and a lot of real talk just for you.
Download Couples Therapy wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.